the Fox News alert. There were two targets, Syme Lee Silasara. The Pentagon now says there were two new separate attacks by Iranian proxy forces in eastern Syria targeting two separate U.S. bases. One was a rocket attack. The other involved multiple reported Iranian drones. This comes after an attack yesterday that killed a U.S. contractor and wounded five service members in northeast Syria.
A senior U.S. defense official tells Fox the air defense system that should have protected the base was not operational at the time of the Iranian drone attack, allowing it to crash into the base. U.S. officials say that radar was working and they had a complete sight picture at the time of that attack. They simply did not have time to react.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin of the Pentagon. President Biden in Canada, where he's now attending a gala dinner alongside Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Earlier, he addressed Parliament and discussed the U.S. and Canada's agreement when it comes to Ukraine.
Our unity is not going to break. We're going to keep the pressure on Putin through our historic sanctions and tariffs. And we're going to continue to provide Ukraine with training, equipment, humanitarian assistance it needs, and to defend itself against Russian aggression.
The President and Prime Minister Trudeau also discussed a new border policy beginning at midnight tonight, where any irregular border crossers will be returned to the nearest U.S. port of entry with the United States. There are reports of a mass casualty human smuggling incident that has happened in a train car in Texas. At least two migrants are reportedly dead, 14 in critical condition, after a group of migrants were found in the train car in a small town east of Uvalde. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says a powdery substance was found with a threatening letter in a mailroom at the offices of District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's investigating former President Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The hit-and-run death of a family friend of convicted South Carolina murderer Alec Murdaugh is raising renewed suspicion.
Fox News has obtained documents from the South Carolina Highway Patrol indicating that those initial investigators at the crime scene were in disagreement with the medical examiner over the cause of death. A Highway Patrol official, unnamed in the document, says the local coroner immediately said he believed Stephen Smith had died from a gunshot wound, quote, pointing to the entry point to the head and also a defensive wound to the hand. I then asked for clarity if they were sure it was a homicide, and their response was yes.
Fox's Jonathan Sarre. The coroner changed the cause of death to hit and run less than 10 hours later, citing conclusions from the medical examiner, who mentioned the body's location on the road and lack of any bullet fragments. A judge has ruled parents cannot be required to pull their children from private schools in New York that failed to meet state-designated standards. The ruling comes in response to a lawsuit brought by ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools and related groups over education rules enacted last fall. Opponents in the ultra-Orthodox community say the rules improperly target yeshivas. A new poll finds Americans are pessimistic about the future.
An overwhelming share of Americans have dim hopes for the future, according to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, which shows most doubt their children's lives will be better than their own. Growing skepticism about the value of a college education and record low levels of overall happiness helping lift that sentiment to 78%, the highest share since the survey began asking the question in 1990. White respondents were more likely to say they're not confident than Black and Hispanic ones, and 4 in 5 respondents also described the state of the economy as not so good or poor, and nearly half said they expect it will get worse in the next year.
Fox's Lillian Wu, I'm Lee Silasara, this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.